It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Great news, my friends. There are three brand new official RFI clubs to welcome. There's the RFI Fans Web Visitors Club in Kanpur, Pakistan, headed up by Amir Manzoor. Welcome. There's the Cubans on the Radio Club in Holguín, Cuba, with Rommel Tamayo Gutierrez as its president. Bienvenidos. And there's the RFI Surfers Society Bangladesh in Dhaka, Bangladesh, with Ms. Royeka Khatun at the helm. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How happy I am to welcome you all. How about you? Why don't you create an official RFI listeners club in your community? Or how about transforming your existing radio club into an RFI listeners club? There are 32 English language RFI clubs now, which is just great. But I think we need to get that number up. The French have about 120. Let's show RFI just how involved listeners to the English language service are. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
I've had lots of nice notes in the Sound Kitchen mailbag lately. Kenny Bill Noon in Juba, South Sudan, wrote to check in. Hello, Kenny Bill. And my, how the letters poured in from Bangladesh. Ashik Iqbal from Dhaka. He notes he listens to us on the RFI mobile app. Shamin Ahmad Sonju from Rangpur sent in his greetings, and so did Mr. Kamal Hossein from Fardipur. There were notes from India, too, from Sagrika Sharma in Jharkhand, from V. Neelakandan in Tamil Nadu, and greetings to all from Kanchan K.R. Chatterjee, the secretary of the RFI Natune Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad. Thanks to all of you who write in. I always pass your kind words on to the rest of the RFI English service team, and it feels very good to us all when we hear from you. Thanks again. We love to see your photos, too. Check out the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see photos from Jahangir Alam Manto, the president of the Kaptai RFI fan club in Bangladesh, who recently sponsored a blanket drive. They donated blankets to poor people in their community. Bravo, Jahangir and Ferdusi. There's some great photos of Akbar Wasim, member of the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in Chinio District, Pakistan, and Shivindu Paul, the president of the Mitali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, sent in photos of their 2015 club activities. There are photos from Amir Manzoor, the head of our brand new RFI club, the RFI Fans Web Visitor Club in Kanpur, Pakistan, and also from my dear brother Salim Akhtar, also from Pakistan, from Chinio District. The secretary of the RFI Natune Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, Kanchan K.R. Chatterjee, has a photo on our Facebook pages, too. And very immodestly, I even put one of me on there, too, after a lovely lunch with some journalist friends from Pakistan. Take a look.
I'm Bernie Seibin. Bonjour from Texas.
All right, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 26th of December, I asked you a question about Boxing Day, which many of the British Commonwealth nations were celebrating that day. I asked you to tell me what you're supposed to do on the 26th of December on Boxing Day. The answer is box up gifts for your servants, don't you know? Supposedly because, from what I understand, no one really knows where this tradition came from. But in 17th century Britain, a Christmas box of money or presents was given to servants and tradesmen on the day after Christmas because the servants, at least, worked on Christmas Day, but were generally given the 26th off as a holiday. And there you have it. I really don't know how much of this tradition has survived. If people give gifts to those less fortunate on the 26th, do they? I don't know. But I do know that Boxing Day is what they call in Britain a bank holiday, meaning a public holiday. The winners of this week's quiz are How happy I am to have this name on my lips once again. My loving listener. That's how he always signs his letters, and I look forward to it every week. My loving listener, Mr. S.J. Agbula from Ekiti State in Nigeria. I actually thought Mr. S.J. Agbula didn't love me anymore, as he's not written in ages, but here he is. Of course, S.J. Agbula is a member of the RFI Listeners Club. Welcome back, Brother Agbula. S.J. Agbula's Nigerian countryman, Sanushi Isa Dankaba from Nasawara State, is also a winner this week, as is RFI Listeners Club member Alex Malcolm Akuzibwe from Kampala, Uganda. Club member Radhakrishna Pillai N. from Kerala State in India is on the winner's list this week. And last but not least, an enchanting young woman from Dhaka, Bangladesh, Reina Afrin Tandra. I say enchanting because she wrote this note. Hi, this is Miss Reina, an energetic young teen from the beautiful country Bangladesh. When you read this email on our lovely Sound Kitchen, we will have just celebrated our spring festival called Basanto Utsab. It's a festival of youth, and we enjoy our tradition where we usually wear yellow saris. Reina, I will wear yellow on Saturday just for you, and send us pictures. Reina Afrin Tandra also said she appreciated the question because she didn't know anything about Boxing Day and was happy to learn something new. That's my kind of girl. Go, Reina! Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week, the first freely elected parliament in 50 years held its opening session. The National League for Democracy, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, the woman who spent 15 years under house arrest under the former military government, her party, the National League for Democracy, won 80% of the seats in the parliamentary elections, which were held last November. Now, one of the first tasks for the new parliament is to choose a new president. The current president, Thein Sein, steps down at the end of March, but the president cannot be Aung San Suu Kyi. Why? A little tricky, my question. I want you to tell me why Aung San Suu Kyi cannot be president of Myanmar. It's a little clause in Myanmar's constitution. Again, why can't Aung San Suu Kyi be elected by the parliament as president of Myanmar? You have until the 7th of March to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 12th of March to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
That wraps up this week's Sound Kitchen. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep your cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Rendezvous next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. And don't forget to call the RFI English Recorder and leave us a message for World Radio Day. What does radio mean to you? I'm counting on you. Call us on +331 8422 9600. That's +331 8422 9600. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone. Mararolini, Mararolini. Yamalini bamanga fara.
Fazarwa taunu lo dala Manisi swan erantikale Badini u katatsita Bebengi swan eranahita Indetung izasetambarantikalo Ayamaneni relini lo Nanganyaneni relini go ayale Ayababa relini go ayalo Marare olini Marare olini Marare olini Nanganyababa relini go ayale Nangayarwe relini go ayalo Marara lini goya Ayama lini lini zale Marara ngano lini gole Eka lini ayama lini Nanga yare lini malo